Hello, Father James Kubicki here. And you know, from time to time, people have told me that Catholics are foolish for praying for the dead. They say that once we're dead and gone, there's nothing that can be done for us. But during this month of November, we pray for the dead. We remember that we, the living here on earth, are still connected with them spiritually. Those who have died may not have attained perfect holiness before dying, so we help them with our prayers. Jesus died to save them, but as St. Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the person will be saved, but only as through fire. In other words, to refer to one of Jesus' parables, if our wedding garments are not perfect and pure at the time of death, if we're not ready to meet the Lord face to face because of baggage from this life that needs to be unloaded, then we can be sure that part of our entrance into the next life will involve purification. Here's how Pope Benedict put it some years ago: emptied of all, but clothed in Christ, thus do the baptized cross the threshold of death and are presented to the just and merciful God. In order that the white garment received in baptism may be purified of every speck and every stain, the community of believers offers the Eucharistic sacrifice and other prayers for those whom death has called to pass from time to eternity. According to John's Gospel, Jesus prayed at the Last Supper, "Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to behold my glory." We intend our prayers today to be united with this prayer of the Lord. Christ confirmed his prayer to the Father with the gift of himself on the cross. Let us offer our prayers in union with the Eucharistic sacrifice, which is the real and actual representation of that unique and saving self-emptying.